Right. Post-match here in Clifton then, David Grant after the night's 9-8 win. David, what do you think of the game?
Crazy. It's not the venue that you're going to get shrugged to knock it, but you know, fair play to our guys. We stuck to the challenge. I mean, when we've been 8-5 down and we've won 9-8. You know, fair play to Clifton as well. I mean, they're not the team that we played last year. They've really massive upgraded, so it's a good result. It's in a cup. It's our first cup win for a while, so I'm happy in that respect. You know, you're never happy to concede 8 goals, but I'm happy nonetheless.
With things not going the night's way sometimes that game, the thing that you can put up is the rink. It's really not suitable, is it?
I won't say that. I mean, you know, we're not blessed in the UK with many rinks that we can play ball hockey in, so you've got to use what you have to use. I mean, that's their facility and that's their home advantage. You've just got to, you know, you've got to combat it, and we did. You know, we've got to come away with the win. I think sometimes you go to places that you're not used to, and it's just by hook or by crook. And I think today was more by crook, but, you know, we're in the next round, and I suppose that's our objective complete.
I think going back to league action, Lancers played today in Shaw. What do you think of their performance? Obviously being 3-3 at the end of the second, unfortunately losing 9-3.
You know what? I'm very proud of them. From what we're finding out, I'm very proud of the performance. They've battled hard, and you know, they've got no legs at the end. You know what? Fair play to them. I'm very happy and proud of them. And you know, they'll come away with a lot of positives from that. Cartwright's debut. You know, yeah, he'll think they've conceded 9 goals, but if he took it to the third period, yeah, you know, that's a very good performance.
Michael Henson also with his first 2 goals for the club.
That's, you know, very good to hear as well. You know, he's been training well as a D man. So, you know, it gives us
it's a lot of scoring as a D.
It gives the club options. If you've got your demons, so, you know, got Martin Bell who's scoring left, right and centre. It gives the club options when it comes to tournament play.
It's, for example, like the Trans Pennine Cup, where obviously when you have the likes of both Bells, Thompson, Walkerdon, obviously Newman, who comes in and hopes they'll probably be your top 6 demon, along with Evans and Wright. Then Wright obviously tends to play forward in them games.
It gives me some options, it gives me some challenges.
So headache,
absolutely, but you know what, it's a good one to have.
Knights take on tomorrow one of the Arnold teams.
Yes, we do.
Which one?
I think it's Arnold 2, I think. I may have got it wrong.
That Werewolves, Die Wolves.
It's one of the top 2 teams. It'd be another challenge for us.
Big game, man.
Big game. Lots of DB experience. So. It's a home game. It gives a chance to rectify what went wrong slightly against the Steelers.
Right. As coach, your personal man of the match?
Today? I'd go with Ash. He was given the match back. But to be fair, there was a lot of good performances out there. I don't like signalling players out because I don't think there was a guy that stood out. I think it was a team effort.
Yeah.
And I think the team, you know, coming back 8-5 down showed character. You know, and that's what I'm liking about this team. There's a lot of character, personally and as a collective. And sometimes when it's not going your way and your chips are down, you've got to show your character, and we did today.
Yes.
And that's what I'm very happy about.
Lovely.
So the one thing I would take away from that is the club's character.
We'll talk tomorrow then.
We will do.